Welcome to the Beyond Belief Business Podcast with Myosia Boykin Anderson. Together, we'll explore life, entrepreneurship, and what it means to build multifaceted wealth. Let's jump in.
Welcome to today's episode of Beyond Belief Business. Today's episode is all around excellence and the mindset that you need to be able to reach the level of excellence that you desire. And listen, this is in your business or in your life, right? What we're going to talk about today in this episode applies to them both. So today's episode is all about the mindset to excellence. All right. And how many of us want to be excellent? I know it's a desire of mine, and I'm sure that it's a desire of yours as well. So let's look at mindset, right? And I really want to break that word down because your ability to go from this level to this level is all contained in these 7 inches, right? For some, it may be 8 or 9, just saying. But it's all here. It's all here, right? So I want to break that down, and I want us to look at what it takes to have a mindset to excellence. Now, typically when I am delivering content like this, it's all in the span of how you are able to reach levels in your business that are truly beyond belief, right? That are truly beyond belief and the mindset that it takes. So what I would like to do with you guys today is break that word down. We're going to look at each letter of the word mindset, and I am going to share with you what it literally means for me in my life and in my business. It is the thing that I am always intentional about, right? So we're going to go ahead. We're going to jump right into it. You guys know I love giving tips and pointers, so make sure you have your pen and paper ready. All right. And we are going to look at this word mindset. We're going to look at it letter by letter. I hope you guys are ready to jump in here with me. So let's go ahead and get started. The M for me is always to maintain integrity. Maintain integrity. Listen, we've all heard it before. Your name is your bond, right? People say your word is your bond and, you know, all of that, but it's your name. And being able to do business with integrity, do life with integrity is key to being able to elevate yourself in life and in business. And all integrity means is doing the right thing, even when no one is looking, right? When you are starting your businesses or when you are operating your businesses, make sure that you maintain your integrity. Maintain your integrity. Don't get into shady business. Don't get into doing things under the table and all of that, right? Maintain integrity. I'll tell you guys, there have been plenty of opportunities in the span of my multiple businesses to kind of move away from the integrity that I spent so much time building. There have been plenty of opportunities. And would I have profited financially? Yes, of course. Would I have been able to sleep at night? Not at all. Integrity for me is a big thing because that means that at the end of the day, when all is said and done, people may be able to say stuff about me, but it will never be that she operated outside of integrity. Right? We want to make sure that you are standing up to the great name that you've created for yourself and for your family and for your business. When your name is mentioned in a sentence, you want it to be pleasurable and not scandalous, right? Maintain integrity in both your life and in your business. All right. So that is the M. So we're going to move on to the I. Now, I'll tell you, for me, I is all around intentionality, being intentional, right? The I for me is intentional. And let me tell you how that looks or how that translates for me. When I wake up in the morning, I am literally asking myself, what are my intentions for today? Yesterday is gone. I can't be concerned about yesterday. And guess what? Tomorrow isn't even here yet. But what am I being intentional about today? What am I being intentional about today? Right? So the I for me is all about intentionality. And when you set those intentions, you're able to manifest things in your life, right? Have you ever had this happen to you? You wake up in the morning and you say, you know what? Today I want to do ABC, right? And as you're going along your day, if you're keeping those intentional thoughts, chances are something is going to happen and you're going to sit back and a little smirk is going to come on your face, right? Have you guys ever had that happen to you? Where for other folks, it may seem like it was coincidental, but when you are intentional, you can literally have the power to make things happen, right? To make things happen. All right. So I for me is intentional. All right. So we're going to move to the N. The N is never give up. Never give up. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the scenario is, never give up. The only way you're going to be able to reach the levels that you want to reach is if you never give up. If you give up and you throw the towel in and you stop, oh my God, you will never reach the levels that you intend on reaching, right? And I will tell you, for those of you who have been used to, and listen, I will raise my hand as the first one, starting and stopping and starting and stopping and starting and stopping, right? It is more work to start over than it is to keep going and never give up. Let me show you guys how this looks in a real life scenario. When I first attempted to start my business, every phone call I made ended with a no, right? It ended with a no. Or at least the answer ended with the no, because I didn't let the call end that way. Instead of me giving up, I was persistent. I was persistent, right? Never giving up. And because I did not give up, I was able to start that business. But another scenario. I started that first business in 1998, and that business ran until 2007. I closed my business at the end of 2007. But it wasn't a sign of giving up. I took the entire year of 2008, all of the lessons that I had learned from that first business, I knew that I was not giving up. I knew that I was going to start another business. And all I did was took the time to prepare myself for what was next, right? I knew I never wanted to go back to a real job or a job where I was working for someone else. So I closed that first business. I took 2008 and all of those lessons learned, and I launched what is now Antech Solutions in January of 2009. Never giving up, pushing through. Right? Pushing through. And then the D. The D is literally, first of all, the D is in the middle of the word mindset. It's right there in the middle. And for me, the D is just like Nike. Do it. Just do it. No excuses, no arguments, no debates. Just do it. And until you do it, you'll never know the excellence that you can reach, right? All you have to do is take the first step. Just do it. Just do it. Take the first step. And before you know it, you've taken another step and then another. And before too long, you're in a full out sprint towards excellence. Your business is doing great. Your marriage is doing good. Your kids are great. Your friends and your colleagues are great because you just did it. There are always going to be excuses about why you can't. I don't have this yet. I don't have this together. When I do this, if only I can have this, if only I can do this. There are always going to be excuses. Just do it. Just do it. And you'll see that the hardest part was just getting started. But as soon as you get started, it's all uphill from there. It's still going to take some work, right? But it's all uphill from there. So just do it. Just do it. Okay? So we're moving along. We're moving to the S now. And I'll tell you, I have built multiple successful businesses. And I truly believe that the success is all around my ability to serve. So the S for me is serve. And when you've served, serve some more. And after that, serve even more. Service and serving others is one of our greatest privileges. It's one of our greatest privileges. And I'll tell you, the more you serve, the more you'll receive. And not that you are serving with motives, right? But when you serve, I tell you, it has been proven day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out in my life and in my business, the more I serve, the more I receive. I truly look at that as my formula to success. Serve times serve equals success, right? I literally see it every single day. So if you develop a mindset to serve your family, to serve your clients, right? Delivering excellence. You can't do anything but receive greatness in return, right? So the S for me is serve, right? And continue serving. Okay? The E, let's talk about that. Now, E is a big one for me and for, I'm sure, a lot of you guys, right? If you were here to experience 2020, then you know that the only constant in 2020 seemed like change. That was the only constant. So the E for me is embrace change. Embrace change. It's inevitable. And 2020 literally showed us that, right? And when you embrace it, when you embrace the change, you're able to be fluid through it. And it will not completely knock you off of your rockers. Look at you. You're still here. After it all, you are still here. And those that are excelling on the other side of this had the intention around embracing change. Embracing change, right? And when you do that, you're able to say, okay, this may not look the way I originally intended to, but listen, I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to roll with it because failure is not an option. So if it's changing, I'm going to embrace that change, right? And I will tell you, if you plan properly and you're focused, right? And you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, when the change comes, it's not even a drastic pivot for you. We heard that word, that term pivot, a lot last year. Almost, you know, it was almost overused, right? But for several of us out there, it didn't, you know, the change that happened didn't require a pivot. Now we had to shift a little bit, right? But we didn't have to completely pivot. So when you're thinking about mindset and all of the alphabets that we've covered already, the E literally is around embracing the change and not being, you know, heartened by it, not being apprehensive about it, not being standoffish about it. Embrace it, because it's going to happen. Change is going to happen. Change is going to come, right? But embracing it will help you rise above it. It'll help you rise above it. And when you do, the last alphabet is T, and it is thankfulness. The same way that I serve and I receive, I am immediately giving thanks. Giving thanks for it all. Because when you can recognize that it's so much bigger than you, right? Did you do the work? Yeah. Did you put in the late nights? Yeah. Did you build this? You know, yeah. But there was a bigger power giving you the ability to do it all. So being thankful, not arrogant, not boastful, not proud, but thankful. Thankful for every gift that you have received in life and in your business. And that's how you reach excellence. That's how you reach the levels of success that you desire, is to always remain in a posture of thanksgiving, always being thankful, knowing that at any day, change can come, right? But being thankful for today, and not being worried about anything else. Remember, I said earlier, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not even here yet. Being thankful in the moment for what you have, for what you have, for the blessings that are all around you, and being able to acknowledge it, being able to acknowledge the fact that there is always, always something to be thankful for, always something to be thankful for. So when you think about excellence, when you think about excellence and all that it means, it's all here in your mindset. So what are you setting your mind on? Maintaining integrity, being intentional, never giving up, doing it, serving, embracing change, being thankful. And that's how you live a life that is beyond belief. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Beyond Belief Business Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe so you'll never miss another episode. We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major platforms. And I'd also love if you leave a rating and join the conversation over on social. The Beyond Belief Business is the podcast for entrepreneurs looking to elevate their business. Thanks for joining.